views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you're having a great start to the week and had a good weekend. Today, I'm always excited about our chats. And today is kind of a continuation. Last week, we talked about suffering. And what got me to thinking about this week's topic of if you're living a life of unfair and fair. So it's like that belief that, that life is either fair or unfair. And sometimes we take it to a little bit of an extreme and say, like, right, everything is supposed to be fair. And I want to talk about that today because it has a lot to, it plays a lot into what we can gain from suffering. And it also, what's happened, at least from, then again, this is my perspective, right? This is always my testimony and my personal experiences, is that fair, I'll speak about it from a woman's perspective for a moment, right? Because there have been times when, and still times, when women don't have the same rights or treatment as men. So we'll talk about women and men. And so we've started, right, there's same thing with people with regarding pay. Like, so there's equal pay or fair standard, Fair Labor Standards Act. We've brought in the word fair and unfair in treatment of people. And again, this isn't about wrong and right. This is about we've given a meaning to a word that I feel is we've taken away the importance in certain situations, and we've put too much emphasis and too much importance on situations that just don't deserve an unfair and fair conversation. And so what we do is we miss out on the importance of how people are treated. We miss out on the importance of lessons learned, on really the flow, right? The flow of the universe, the flow of us, the flow of people, the flow of circumstances. And so I wanted to talk about that today and bring up the conversation. And I'm hoping, I had gotten a lot of emails from last week about suffering. And I'm kind of hoping that this generates a big conversation with us, because it can be a little controversial based on the way that we have treated fair and unfair. And so let me dive in and we'll get to it. So last week, I just want to touch base about, we talked about suffering and what we gain from suffering, right? And those were, God uses suffering to mature us in Christ. God uses, suffering teaches us that God is more interested in character than comfort. And this is big here, because that goes a lot into fair and unfair when it deals with character and also deals with comfort, right? Because when we're claiming unfair, it's usually because we didn't get something that we wanted. And suffering allows us to comfort others who suffer in similar situations or in different situations. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about about what they were going through. And although I didn't go through exactly this exact same circumstance that they did, but I absolutely could have compassion and empathy and an understanding of what they were going through because I have suffered. And so it was a great opportunity to comfort somebody. Suffering opens up ministry opportunities, right? We talked about last week where so many people have gone through something really traumatic and they've turned it into this massive ministry, which means that they're sharing, right, hope and a future and what comes out of suffering with others, with sometimes masses of people. I mean, that was Mothers Against Drunk Driving. That was born out of suffering. And look at the impact that they've had on this world. So many foundations have been born out of suffering. And again, it's the impact that they can have on the world. Suffering humbles us. It reminds us, right? We can be going along and all of a sudden this suffering comes out of nowhere and it just reminds us how needy we are. You know, we've grown up in a society where we're told not to be weak, right? To be brave, to be strong. And suffering humbles us, right? We need each other. We need people. We need comfort. Suffering also teaches us patience. And another word for patience is endurance. So, right, it's that endurance of faith. It's that endurance of getting through the day, right? Sometimes it is just about waking up and taking one step at a time, one day at a time. But it teaches us patience. And my favorite is suffering increases our dependence on God. So when we go through the unfair, right, fair and unfair, we miss those lessons. And the whole unfair and fair concept is bred out of suffering. And again, too, I don't want to, there are times when fair and unfair has done major things for this world. And what I feel we've done is as we've gone through the decades, we've taken that fair and unfair and have turned it into something more or less of an impact in our life for everyday nuances, everyday sufferings, everyday little things that bother us or impede our schedule or, you know, change the course of the day. And we've turned it into this unfair and fair concept. And we miss a lot. We miss a lot on humanity and we miss out a lot on how we treat people and how we relate to people. And when we go through this belief of there's a fair and that there's an unfair and where I'm falling at, you know, in the spectrum at the moment. So It's if you think about fair and unfair, right? The first thing when I was meditating on this, the first thing that came to mind was like a screaming child yelling, "It's not fair," when they don't get what they want. And you again too, right? At least when my kids were growing up, it was interesting. I fell where I fall in my age and where I fall in raising my kids. I have to be honest with you, when I was growing up, the wooden spoon was used. Like we got hit with that wooden spoon. And when I was growing up, when my kids were growing up, when I was parenting them, we were starting to move into a way of disciplining our children, of more talking to them, of more having a conversation with them, more about letting them express their feelings and working it out. And what was interesting when my kids were younger, there was certainly discipline, and I can recall having conversations with them, and I still do, about bringing, like they would say to me, "Well, you're not fair," or "Life isn't fair. I'm miserable," and I would have these conversations with them, and I think at least I've been guilty of saying is that the world's not fair, right? That life's not fair. That's not how it works. And I, at the time, when they were younger, I couldn't really go into clarification and I couldn't explain it to them what that really meant. It was more of a trigger response. And now I can walk them through what I'm going to talk with you today about what that means, about fair and unfair, and the way I say the way that life works, but it is, right? It's the way if I take the way that life works and I bring it back to Bible terms, and this is what we'll talk about today, it clearly states about, you know, sometimes the strong will fall and sometimes the weak will win. And sometimes tragedy will come out of nowhere. It'll come when you least expect it. And so the concept of letting us know that this fair and unfair concept, you know, that it doesn't really exist, it's already there. It's already stated the way that life is going to work. And so when we create this, right, we talked about truths last week. What is the truth? And the truth is that sufferings are going to happen. Tragedies happen. Bad things happen. There are bad people. There are people that make decisions not thinking about other people. We're seeing that now in the news constantly, which is overwhelming. And so when we bring in the concept of fair and unfair, again, we're losing out on, you know, the beauty in the ashes, what the tragedy can teach us, what we can bring out of the tragedy, what we can make from the tragedy. And again, this isn't about saying that things don't hurt and it's not sad. I had that conversation the other day with someone about, you know, because somebody is taking a tragedy and rallying in the world to do amazing things brought out of that tragedy, that doesn't mean they're not hurting. That doesn't mean they're not sad. That doesn't mean that they don't miss the person. Doesn't mean that they're not mad and they're not angry. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that they're seeing the beauty in the ashes. They don't have the belief that life is fair or unfair. And sometimes too, we even take it a step further about that life is fair and unfair based on something that you've done. And it just doesn't work that way. So I want to talk more about that when we get back from break. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so we're talking about fair and unfair. So what I wanted to do is let's talk about I want to talk about a little bit about the concept of the fair and unfair where we apply it in life. So one of the places, for instance, again, I'm just going to use personal examples, is that when I was raising my children, there was a big push to, we did a lot of participation trophies. So literally everyone who even signed up or participated received a trophy, and it just didn't, you know, it didn't matter on whether first place, second place, things like that. Another fair and unfair situation was a lot, honestly, in my kids and disciplining them. I have two extremely, extremely different children, and it's a must that they get disciplined in different ways. And I was grateful that I saw that early on, the way that, you know, to raise them. And there were plenty of times when my kids would claim the unfair and fair concept to me, because, you know, one got one discipline and the other one got another one, a different discipline. And both of them, you know, kind of conferred as to say to themselves, well, his is more lenient. And that started the whole unfair, fair conversation. So let's dive into about missing the lesson in the struggle, right? We miss the growth in the struggle. We miss the development of faith in the struggle. We miss the opportunity for gratitude, right? Because it's, you know, we're thinking about, you know, in that moment, especially when you're locked into the belief of unfair and fair, you're just so locked into that moment about how what you're missing out on, that you're not really realizing what you have, right? We're missing the gratitude part of it. We're missing the gratefulness. You know, I used to joke with my kids. I mean, there were some, they would consider them harsh punishments, because maybe they got a dance taken away, or maybe they got, you know, something that they really wanted taken away. But I would always say to them, you know, this really could, I could have taken, you know, two dances away from you. I could have taken, you know, the phone away for 3 weeks instead of 1 week. I was always quick to point out what they still had versus what they were missing, in order to build up that mindset in them. Is that, again, too, we always need to keep the focus on what do we have, not what we don't have. We're always not going to have something. It's just the way it works. And what's interesting is, I just, you know, a side note on equating it to things, is that I was just reading an article over the weekend that, you know, some of the most wealthy people in the world still don't have things, right? They're still missing things. So when we focus on what we don't have, that's what we automatically go to, and that's what we look for. And again, that's a tough place to be in. That's a tough place to exist in. So let's jump in. So when we associate, when we have that belief of fair and unfair, we associate fair with equal. And we're not all equal. And it's more so our circumstances that aren't equal and versus, yes, we miss out on the way we treat each other because we are, we're all made the same, like we're all human beings. And so, you know, it's the circumstances that change the playing field for us, right? A baby born into a circumstance of poverty and drug use, just to use as an example, is a lot different from a baby born into privilege. And when we say fair and unfair, then we also, it aids in us being defined by our circumstances. There's, you know, telling a child that, you know, it was really unfair, those circumstances that you were born into, automatically, and we'll talk about this, we'll talk about this in the next point, is there's two things that happen. A perceived injustice starts to be developed and a victim mindset starts to be developed. So it's like that hole gets bigger for them to get themselves out of. And so what also starts to happen in given that situation and given that example is that we tend to make judgments based on fair and unfair. Like, you know, if you come from a mindset of like, yeah, that's fair or that's unfair, then we tend to put that on other people. And so helping somebody, you might say to yourself like, yeah, sometimes it's, you know, it's they did something or there was behavior there, and what's fair is fair. What's fair, what they got, right? What do people say? They get what they deserve, or what's fair is fair. And, you know, sometimes it's unfair, sometimes it's fair, but we can't treat people like that. We can't, we're missing out on that. We're equal in the sense that we're all human beings and we all deserve to receive help, to be given help. And whether there's a situation that someone has gotten themselves into, then that doesn't mean that they don't deserve to have a second chance or a third chance in life. And so this whole fair and unfair, it's kind of tying us to our circumstances versus keeping us separate as human beings and having these different circumstances that happen in our life. So again, going to the perceived injustice, right? It's because one party didn't get what they wanted. And it goes back to we won't always get everything we want. It just, you know, there are just going to be some things that we want that it's not good for us. It just is not part of our plan and it's not what was delivered to us. And sometimes something that gets delivered to us from God looks a little bit different than what we expected. And so to live again in that perceived injustice mindset is a tough place to be. It's, you know, and so find yourself, like when you're talking to yourself or when you're assessing a situation that you're in, how do you think about it, right? Do you say to yourself, if somebody snaps at you, do you say like, that's really not fair, I'm nice to you, so why are you treating me that way? And it doesn't have to be a fair and unfair versus, you know, saying to somebody the boundaries that you've created and the way that you wish to be spoken to, right? From a human to human perspective. So when we have, let's go back to saying that it creates a victim mindset. Victim mindset is viewing yourself as a victim tends to keep you in the past and promotes a sense of powerlessness. So it's a very, it's a really tough mindset to to come out of, and it causes a lot of damage when we're in it. The victim mindset is, again, you're a victim. Like, everything is happening to you. Nothing is your responsibility. Everything is happening around you. Everything is happening to you. It's like the, you know, everything to you is bad. Everything, you know, it's bringing that powerlessness in and giving up all control. So giving up, right? We can change ourselves. And that's a big sense of power. That's empowerment. That's a big sense of empowerment. So when we go into the victim mindset, we're taking that away. It's something you can see it when there's a really horrific tragedy that we go through. And let's say that someone who you love is murdered, or someone who you love is in a crime, or someone that you love is like the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, right? Killed by a drunk driver. Them taking their power and their empowerment is then catapulting them into build something massive and beautiful that came out of that tragedy, and then spreading it to the world. That is power. That is empowerment. And so when you stay in a victim mindset, all that, none of that can happen. None of that good stuff, none of that beauty can happen. So just pay attention to where you are. Negative thoughts and emotions inhibit positive change. Same thing what we're saying about the victim mindset, right? If you treat God as if he plays a game with your life, right? If you, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, it's the wisdom of life not being fair or unfair. And so that's where it says people are caught by sudden tragedy. We can't predict when hard times might come. The strong don't always win the battle. And so it's the truth is that things will happen, that circumstances happen. You know, you may not have the best parents in the world. You may have the best parents in the world, but then 15 years later, you may battle a really tough disease. There's so many things, and to think that, there's a big wheel up there that has our names on it, and you know, today Jennifer's going to get this. It just doesn't work that way, and it does a disservice to say that, like, and to treat God as if he's playing a game with our life, because out of the tragedy, so much can grow, so much can come from this, so much can be born, so much new birth can happen. And when we go with the unfair and fair mindset, we miss that. We miss that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to go back into this. And I want to take, we talked about what suffering gets, you know, what suffering gives us. And what I want to do is apply the things that we're missing out on when we have the fair and unfair mindset. And I want to show it to you with real life examples, because I want to share with you every day. You know, our ministry is called Everyday God Living, and I want to show you what it's like to live with this every day in real life examples, and what it can do, and how it can impede our life and cause, you know, upset and grief and sadness. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Just a couple of more points about the mindset of fair and unfair is that we live in a world with bad people. People who make the free will choice to do bad things. Our value systems are different. Value systems are guided by environment, religion, ethnicity, so gender. So everyone has different values. And so by definition of unfair being, I didn't get what I wanted. Because it was different from what the other person believed was a value. So there's always going to be, getting something that you didn't want or want. And so, which means that our idea of fairness is based on self-interest, right? It's a selfish belief. And then this is the biggest thing that it leads to, the biggest missing out, is that we miss out on being connected to each other and helping each other, because the whole unfair fair moves us into a negative mindset. It moves us into a negative belief. And right there, that's it. You took love out of the picture. You took love out. And so you're almost frozen into the next action. You can't, unless you make a conscious decision to do something loving, you're going to keep with that negative spin. You're going to keep with those, right? And then you become angry and resentful, and you just feel it differently in your body. It's just, it's a physical change. And what got me to thinking about all this was my time that I spend volunteering in a homeless shelter. I've been volunteering now for over a year. So I've come to understand the system, the policies and procedures that our county has for taking care of the homeless. And I've gotten to know the people there. And sadly, there are quite a few people who've been there for the entire year. That's where they lived. And there are your mentally disabled who struggle to work. There are veterans who suffer from PTSD and who have fallen on hard times and struggled to get a job. And there are very well-abled people who can work. They've lost their job and they were living paycheck to paycheck, which I have read something recently that it's 80% of our population in the U.S. live paycheck to paycheck. So it's real. This is a real issue. And therefore, there was no savings. So when they lost their job, their only option was to move into the shelter. So I just want to look at the dysfunctions of the fair and unfair mindset when we apply them in real life, with my example being the homeless. And so, right, we miss the lesson in the struggle. We miss the growth in the struggle. So we miss the development of faith in the struggle. We miss the opportunity for gratitude. And so what's been interesting in conversing with everybody in the shelter is that I can have personal testimony and experience of people who have the unfair and fair mindset and how difficult the shelter experience is for them, how hopeless it is, how empty they feel, that they think about what they lost. They don't see anything that they have, and versus the people who they see the opportunity for gratitude. They know, they believe that this is a circumstance. This doesn't define them. This isn't who they are, that this is temporary, that they are grateful for having a roof over their head, for having food to eat. And so, and they can see the lesson. They can see there's, you know, maybe they wish they did things differently, but they're not spending a lot of time in regret. They're taking that and they can see how they can, when they get out, what they're going to do differently, and they can apply that. The other thing that we talked about was we associate fair with equal, and we're not equal, right? It's based on our circumstances. Our circumstances change that for us. And so there's people in there that they haven't had the opportunity to go to college. They were born into a circumstance that limited that opportunity. And I've had conversations with people that are there now where we've talked about that. And then we talk about changing that circumstance, right? So because you didn't have the opportunity to go to college and now you're older, well, why don't we find that opportunity? Why don't we go for that opportunity? Why don't we see what's out there for the help to get you that college degree or get you training? It's the difference between them being defined, right? There are the people who say, well, it was unfair. I never got the opportunity to go to college. It's just that's the hand I was dealt. And that's an unfair, fair mindset. And so it limits them. It limits you, right? You get stopped in your tracks there. You don't think that much is possible. It's a perceived injustice, right? It's because one party didn't get what they wanted. And so you didn't want to be in the shelter. You don't want to be there. And so you perceive it as it's just unfair. Like, this isn't fair. I didn't want this, but it stops you. It stops your thinking. It stops you from taking that next step to change things, to make things better, because you have that control, right? And that goes right into our victim mindset. You're giving up the control to make this situation better. You're giving up the control to take this to the next level, to change this, to be able to say, like, you know what, in 5 years, I'm going to talk about this time that I was in the shelter and look what I've built from that. It's also, you're taking away the opportunity, you know, from the past year working with everyone there, it's really changed what I see as one of my purposes here. And I have such a, I have such a will and a desire to change this system for them, because for me, what I've seen is that the policies and procedures that are in place are just, they're just not supportive. They're not supportive at all. And so I was like, all right, so we can change this. And so going in there with whether it's fair or having a fair or unfair mindset, that fair or unfair, I could have said where, okay, these policies and procedures are unfair. Boy, it's unfair. There's nothing I can do. It's unfair. And it just stops you from that change. It stops you from going forward and making an impact. The fair and unfair, you know, here are residents living in a shelter, and if they have the negative thoughts and emotions, of course it's going to inhibit positive change. It keeps them down. Having that fair and unfair mindset keeps them down. And also too, if you go in treating, in this real life example, treating it as like as if God is playing a game with your life, boy, like what does that say about you? Like, boy, talk about, you know, really not getting the free spin on the game wheel. It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. And so we miss out. I hope I'm sharing enough where you can see that you really miss out on when we have that fair and unfair mindset, on moving us out of circumstances that we're experiencing into something, and getting rid of those circumstances and changing them. The biggest thing that I want to talk about missing out on, and this is from two sides, this is the opportunity to be connected with each other and help each other. So being connected with each other and helping each other, if I working, volunteering in the shelter, have the whole fair and unfair mindset, then, you know, you start to take it as, well, they should have done better with their money. They should have done this. They should have done that. It's judgment. And then the flip side is that if they're looking at it from fair and unfair, they may not want to receive help from someone. They may look at it as a negative, like they can't receive help, or they are embarrassed to receive help, or they're too prideful to receive help. So it's you miss that human connection, and you miss the fact that we're humans and we are connected and we are supposed to help each other. That's what we're all here for. We can't go through this alone. We can't do this alone. We're not meant to. So we're going to take our last break, and we get back, I'd like to talk about changing. I'd like to talk about dealing with the belief of fair and unfair and what you can do about it and how to change it, how to get rid of it. All right, you're listening to Thrive by Gen Radio and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, we're in our final segment, and I just want to recap a little bit. I want to go, when we left for break, we were talking about, you know, having the fair and unfair mindset. We miss out on connection with each other. And I guess for me personally and personal testimony is that, I don't know, fair and unfair, we disconnect. We disconnect from... It's almost like there are rules. And if it meets your rules, then it's fair. If it doesn't meet your rules, then it's unfair. And when you're dealing with many people, right, there's many sets of rules. And that's a tough way to be. And so it goes back to something that we've said in pretty much every show. You can only control you. You can only change you. And so if you have this fair and unfair mindset, and so that's what you work on. That's what you focus on. You focus on changing that mindset. So some of the things that I do, and look, I've been guilty of this, and there are times when I'm still guilty of it. Like I'll find myself saying like, it's not fair. And I'm like, nope. I'm like, because I'll tell you, I got to be honest with you. When I go there, it is a crazy slippery slope. I can, you know, my one unfair injustice that's been done to me turns into 25 of them. And what's interesting is one of the things that I do, and I'll list, and I've listed it here, is when that happens, I am quick to write down what I had then just stated in my brain of what those injustices are. And I am quick to see what the resolution was, because I'm so then that brings me to my gratitude. And that's what I want to say to you about, you know, list the silver linings of your circumstances. I want you to take it to a whole new level of gratitude. This isn't just about, you know, like I've shared this, you know, with the people in the shelter. This is just, this has to be so much more than, yes, I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I am grateful for food to eat. Absolutely. That's top on your list, but take it a step further. You got to keep digging into that silver lining to pull out all the minuscules of gratefulness, because it feels so good. So if you find yourself in that unfair, fair mindset and you're listing out your injustices, flip it around. Then I want you to go through each injustice and see what was the resolution? What came out of it? what did you gain? What do you have from it? Not what you lost. What did you gain? And it makes the world of difference. It makes the world of difference. I want you to pray. Pray to see things differently. Pray to have a different perspective. It's for me, it's the most powerful tool ever. I want you to help someone. Make a connection. Pour your blessings onto someone else. We always say, and there's truth to it. There's truth to when you feel bad, go and help someone, because it's that human connection. It brings you to love. And it absolutely, I think people miss out what it really gives you. It's about love. And that changes everything. Love changes everything. The most power is love. Change your self-talk, right? Remove fair and unfair out of your vocabulary. Take it out and start looking at the lessons. Start paying attention to what you can gain. This goes back to, let's go back to the list. Let's go back to, let's take it a step further. You find yourself what your self-talk is, right? Write it down so you can really say, you can really see what you're saying to yourself. This is one of my favorite exercises that I do. You know, I can easily get into a pity party, right? What do? Like, you get the big comfy chair. Maybe you get something to munch on. You start downloading all sorts of movies. And you go into that pity party and you start, your brain starts getting away from you and you start thinking about all the injustices that have ever happened and how everything is unfair and how are you ever gonna, you know, have something fair done to you. It's just not good. And so when you have this self-talk and you can start, you start writing down what you're saying, you can really look at it and catch yourself and then take that self-talk and change it. Write down next to it what your different self-talk is going to be. And again, like I've said in the past, it's so important. Carry this stuff around with you. Carry around those affirmations, those I am statements. I do it still to this day. I have two or three a day that I love and I just say them over and over and over again. I started also like making like little songs in my head because it was catchier and quick to remember. And so I would sing those little songs over and over again. And whenever that self-talk, that negative self-talk would happen, as grim as your circumstances might look, focus on the present. You have the present to deal with. There's so much truth in that tomorrow is not guaranteed. And so what I've found in my experience is, it starts getting really ugly when I start going past today. So if I think about tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and especially if my circumstance that I'm going through is really squeezing me, is really a tough time, then all of a sudden I think to myself like, oh my gosh, like what if this is the next year? What if this circumstance is like with me for the next year? And then this and then that and then this and then that. And it's this vicious spiral. So you only have to focus on today. And again, to bring it back biblically, it's there. It tells us it's only about today. And so when you can live in the present moment, you know, you hear this in New Age talk and spiritual talk, live in the moment, right? Live in the present moment. There's absolute truth to that in the sense where, you know, people say, you know, take time out to smell the roses. Yes, 100%. Enjoy the moment. That's where that joy comes from. But just think about it. Separate yourself for a moment from the day, right? Like, look at this as you just have today. You just have today. And what if you're in your expectant joy? Tomorrow is totally different. And so just focus on today, and especially when you're going through a tough circumstance. And when you're not going through a tough circumstance, you're so joyful, right? You're so joyful about today. It's wonderful. It's just so wonderful. So again, so those are the things that I'd love for you to, you know, I'm an actionless girl. I love stuff that I can take away and know how to do differently. But the whole fair and unfair, mindset, it really does, I don't know, it just does a disservice to us how we can live, how we can find the joy in life, how we can connect with others, how we can help others, just a really negative mindset to be in. So if you need help, if you want to talk about it, if you want to talk more about this, you guys have been great about emailing me, reaching out to me on Facebook. You can reach me at jenniferzelop@yahoo.com, and you can private message me on Facebook or leave me a post at my page, Jen Zelop. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on fair and unfair. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with me here this week. And I look forward to next week. Have a wonderful week. And just, you know, be in today. Live in the moment for today and enjoy today. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.